Trudeau government revamps funding process after giving cash to anti-Semite. By Chris Tomlinson on February 16, 2023. The Canadian federal government headed by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced changes to funding applications for anti-racism cash after funding a virulent anti-Semite. The Canadian Heritage Ministry announced the changes to the funding process for anti-hate cash and stated that those applying for government money in the future will have to sign a declaration that they do not discriminate or espouse hate against any groups. Heritage Minister Pablo Rodriguez, a member of the Trudeau cabinet, will also have the power to cut funding to any groups or individuals deemed to have violated the terms going forward, the National Post newspaper reports. Mala Khanna, an associate deputy minister at the Canadian Heritage Ministry, spoke about the new funding guidelines saying, "Racism, hate and discrimination would make you ineligible for government funding, and requiring applicants to attest upfront themselves that they or anyone that is associated with the project will not engage in hate." The changes to the funding applications come after it was revealed that the ministry had funded a group called the Community Media Advocacy Center, CMAC, with over $122,000 despite a long history of anti-Semitic comments from member Lyth Maruf, a senior consultant. Maruf's statements were revealed on social media, particularly the platform Twitter, where he wrote, "You know, all those loud-mouthed bags of human feces, aka the Jewish white supremacists, when we liberate Palestine and they have to go back to where they come from, they will return to being low-voice bitches of their Christian/secular white supremacist masters." According to the National Post, the Canadian federal government has attempted to recoup the funding given to the CMAC but has so far been unable to get any of the cash and may resort to legal action. Peter Julian, a member of the far-left New Democrats, NDP, commented on the Maruf affair saying, "The concerns are very legitimate, and the fact this anti-Semitism was funded by the government, by the taxpayers, I find unbelievable," and slammed the Trudeau Liberals for taking so long to address the issue. Maruf and the CMAC are just one of the groups funded by the Trudeau government to become a source of controversy in recent months. Earlier this year, a group of 36 associations attempted to shut down an event in Ottawa featuring psychologist Dr. Jordan Peterson, with at least three of the groups being directly funded by the Trudeau government to the tune of over $2 million between them. One group, the Canadian Anti-Hate Network, CAHN, attempted to declare the Canadian national flag flown during the Second World War as a hate symbol as part of a guidebook aimed at Canadian schools. The flag of Canada until 1965. Its usage denotes a desire to return to Canada's demographics before 1967, when it was predominantly white, the group wrote in the guide and added, "Its usage in modern times is an indicator of hate-promoting beliefs." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.